We are all invited to Exodus of Song, Gifts of Love from a Refugee, that will feature an evening of Middle Eastern music, poetry, and dance dedicated to the displaced and those who believe that refugee lives matter. The event takes place tomorrow, Sunday, May 8th, at 7:30 p.m. at Fox Fine Arts Theater on the UTEP campus. With us today are members of the Arabic music ensemble, Layali Asham. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Andrea, you're the leader of this group. And I think it's important to note that you are a very large group.
We are. We're about 30 in number this year. And so that's including instrumentalists, vocalists, and if we were to include the dancers, we'd probably number at about 40.
And you all have a full-on chorus, right? Lots of vocalists.
We have a large chorus, yes. The ensemble is made up of music majors, non-music majors here on the UTEP campus, and then community members, some from the Middle Eastern community here in El Paso, and some not, some who just have seen us perform and love the music and want to participate. And so we've got, yeah, quite a big chorus and a sizable instrumental group.
And what's the normal size of the group? It seems like then you all kind of morph in size.
Honestly, we've grown, I think, pretty consistently over the past 5 years. So we started off as five, I think, four or five, right, 5 years ago, and have since just managed to gain some traction in terms of notoriety and people wanting to join the ensemble.
And we have several members of the ensemble here. We've got Edgar Ramos, who plays the oud. Will you tell us how you got interested in that instrument?
I first got interested back ago, maybe like 10 years ago. I started listening to music, but I started playing until I think 4 years ago.
And I heard you all giving each other your keys in Spanish. So how does the curiosity from you're talking in Spanish and you're coordinating your music, but you're playing Arabic music? How does that blend happen? I mean, I know we're on the border and all.
Well, I guess I know Omar from Ciudad Juarez, and from we used to play there. And
yeah, we got a lot of friends in common, and it's, I don't know, it actually, one of the founding members, Paco, he's like, I met him when I was like 7 years old, and all our interaction was in Spanish, of course. And the same with a lot of members of Layali. We just know each other from other, I don't know, activities and here at the campus. So it's just natural to speak Spanish sometimes just to get things done fast. And we use both. I mean, it's English and Spanish, but being Spanish our first language is just natural, comes out
of
really
course.
Fast. And then we listen other members speaking Arabic real fast, like, la, 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 la. We don't get it, but it works. So it's a multicultural, I don't know, mix there, and that works beautiful.
Omar, you're a percussionist. How did you get interested in the Arabic music?
I have no idea. it's the magic of the internet, basically. I have a lot of friends who are musicians, and I mean, I was interested in different types of music, but at some point, drums have always been my interest. Mm-hmm. And searching for more intricate or more complex music, we found Arabic music on the web, and we just doing some research, getting instruments, and trying to imitate what we heard on the web. That's how we started, pretty much.
Wow. And Sabiha, you sing and you play. Mm-hmm. It's your voice we hear in the music that we're playing as we go in and out of the show. How did you come to get involved with the group?
Well, one day I saw this really well-designed poster, and I'm like, whoa.
Packaging is good, yes.
What is that group? And I'd always had an interest in Arabic music because my background, I'm Pakistani-American, so I'm not a native speaker of Arabic, but I've been learning Quranic Arabic since I was a kid, and then I minored it in university and kind of got interested in the recitation of the Quran and in Arabic pop music. So
this is
kind of like a kind of dream scenario to be able
right.
to
in the middle of the desert in El Paso, of course.
Yeah, really a kind of miraculous occurrence in that way.
So. And Andrea, I mean, really, how does one create an Arabic ensemble on the border?
Well, that's another miraculous occurrence, really. Talk about dream scenario. I had just returned from my dissertation fieldwork. I'd lived in Syria for an entire year and just returned to El Paso. I'm from El Paso. There was a position open at UTEP, and so I took it and started. And Not in my wildest dreams did I think that I'd be able to start an Arabic music ensemble so quickly. But I think it was as early as my first semester, this man right here, Omar Limas, came knocking on my door. And he literally said, "I heard that you know Arabic music and we want you to teach us." And I said,
"Wow,
fantastic."
So did you literally just Google Arabic El Paso? I mean, and
no,
how did you land?
It's like I said, I have other friends, musician friends. I was an art major and pretty much we were the neighbors of the music department. So a lot of my friends were at the music department there. And it was like that. They were walking through the hallway. They heard some Arabic music. They did their own research. And, there's this Andrea Shaheen, and she knows Arabic music. Oh, let's do an ensemble. To me, it was easy like that. I mean, in my mind, it worked perfectly. Like, okay, let's ask her. She can teach us. We'll get people here. That's it. We're a group.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of how everything happens in this area, I feel like. You just, like, we'll just do it.
Right.
And here you are, what, 5 years later, you said?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
5
so
years now.
It went from the two of you to 30 of you, or however many there are. I know you said sometimes you have dancers and everything. Do you take care of showing choreography as well, or how does that come together?
I used to, and then Jennifer Burton.
Oh, of course.
Yes. She actually found our group one day and contacted me and said, not only am I of Palestinian and Armenian descent, but I'd really love to be a part. You know, I love your shows and I'd like to be a part of it. And I'm a dance major here at UTEP. And I said,
magic.
Be a part.
Again.
How about you take care of the choreography? And she was happy to do so. And we're very happy to have her do that because it's been a really nice collaboration.
And so you all do one really large event a year. And this is your event.
This is our annual event.
Mm-hmm. And you're dedicating it to the refugees of Syria, I imagine?
Yes. And really to all of those undergoing conflict throughout the Middle East, but globally, it's a tough time. And mm-hmm. so we thought, we actually really tossed around ideas for this concert. And with all of the negative sentiments surrounding refugees and immigrants right now, we thought we'd try to connect the dots in a way and show, that beautiful music that you love, let's explore where that came from. And so the Exodus of Song, what comes with refugees, what comes with immigrants? Well, not all of the negative.
Right. The music and the culture and the food and everything else that comes along.
And so much more. And so we thought that this would be an appropriate title for this event.
So what can one expect at your major performance?
Magic.
Ah! How long do y'all play or how does it work? Take us through it.
Absolutely. So this year and most years we've got a range where we have folk, Arabic classical and Arabic popular music. This year we're also including some different songs that touch on issues of immigration and that were written by refugees, but of different nations. And so we've got songs in Ladino, a song in Ladino, and we've got an Andalusian song.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we're including a variety of works. One of our major songs is Al Adlal, or The Ruins, and it's a song famously sung by Umm Kulthum in Egypt, and one that discusses or that describes sort of the way that a relationship could leave you in ruins, but it's really referencing the way that political turmoil leaves a society in ruins and what that does to a people.
Of course, and I think sometimes, even if you don't understand the words, you definitely get the feelings from the music. The music always talks.
That's something that we emphasize throughout rehearsal mm-hmm. is, yes, not everyone in the audience is going to understand the language, but you can make them feel
Absolutely.
What we're singing by expressing yourself, genuinely. And so we work on that really quite a bit. But we do also include translations.
Oh, cool.
And we'll hopefully have some projected throughout the concert. So you won't be in the dark if you come. You'll have all of the text translations.
But it seems like the whole group, you don't have to be of Arabic descent. A lot of people aren't. We have our friends from Ciudad Juarez here. We have Sabiha from Pakistan. And it's just it's so nice how you all kind of bring it together again through music and through dance and through this performance. Will you tell us the details of how we can see it?
Absolutely. It is on Sunday, May 8th. It's Mother's Day at 7:30 p.m. in the Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. General admission is $5, and then it's $3 for military and non-UTEP students and free to UTEP employees and students. So we would love to see you all there. It'll be a really nice event.
Excellent. It's a beautiful way to spend your Mother's Day, and you can still make plans to attend the show tomorrow. Today, my guests have been members of Layali Hashem. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Art.
Thank you for having us.
All right.